So I'm looking at my small painting, landscape painting that Simon has described so beautifully. And yes, it is a landscape on A4 textured watercolor paper, and it is painted in acrylics. Now, the inspiration for this, it is an abstract, and I love Simon's perspective on it, but the inspiration for it was the Wicklow Mountains, where I've spent many hours running and hiking over the last few years. And it was actually part of a series of paintings and sketches I put together, which I titled Colours of the Wicklows. So for me, my painting is it's all about trying to get texture, colour, a sense of emotion, to evoke questions or feelings or to encourage the observer to want to reach out and touch it in some cases. This one is less textured than many. It was largely created through just blending paint with sponges, actually, and I think I also used a palette knife to paint Payne's Grey over the red at the bottom, and then scrape it off again to uncover it. There's quite a lot of scraping going on there, and I tried to blend the surface of the land where it meets the clouds in such a way that it gave a kind of foggy sense or sense of light through vegetation. Or I wanted it to be kind of to have that sort of transparency about it. Title wise, that's a tricky one. I mean, the obvious one is Colours of the Wicklows because it's the name of the series. So that feels a bit like cheating. Then there are those two sort of blue clouds in the sky, which I'm not quite sure how they came about. It was sort of an accident, like most of my painting tends to be. I think I should call it Blue Clouds Over the Wicklows. So that's my second one.